This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. Tomorrow's election day. And questions are still circling about how prepared Michigan is and how prepared county and city and township clerks can be for what we know is record turnout. That may be especially true in the city of Detroit, where a legacy of election foibles brings a degree of uncertainty around when results will come in. We already know at the state level, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has told us to not expect final election results until at least Friday. With us today is Garland Gilchrist, Lieutenant Governor of Michigan, who has been involved in the administration's efforts to keep the election on track and safe. Governor Gilchrist, thanks for joining us.
It is good to be here with you.
How are you feeling with less than 24 hours left until the polls open?
So I am very confident in the work that's been done by the Secretary of State and by our local election administrators. There's an unprecedented partnership, actually, in the city of Detroit to work together between the Detroit City Clerk and the Secretary of State to make sure that we have not only expanded access to voter registration and to voting, thanks to what happened in 2018 with Proposal 3, more voting locations available for people to vote early in person than ever have been before, but also to make sure that we have strong processes for securely managing and transporting ballots and that they'll be counted accurately. And so, you know, we have to have more hands on deck for this record turnout that we're going to see. And I know that the people who've stepped up to work the polls, you know, we have 30,000 people across the state who've stepped up. We'll be supporting our longtime poll workers who are going to be able to participate. And I think that we're going to have, I think, a new standard for efficacy in terms of how the process works. And I'm excited about that because I think it'll encourage more people to participate in voting going forward. And that's ultimately what we all should be focused on.
Mm-hmm. I understand you were with former President Obama and Vice President Joe Biden over the weekend. They were, of course, in Flint and Detroit. And meanwhile, we had President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence also making multiple appearances in Michigan. What does this final stage of the campaign season feel like to you compared with 2016?
Well, I think it is really a strong message being sent from the campaigns that Michigan matters. Like what happened to Michigan matters in terms of setting the direction of the country. And so the fact that, yes, President Obama coming here and doing two events in state with Vice President Biden is a strong signal. They have not been on the campaign trail together until this weekend in Michigan. And it shows how valuable Michigan residents and voters are. You know, I think it's exciting. I think it's great that Michigan voters are being heard from directly and that are hearing directly from our candidates. And I hope that it increases turnout across the board so that we have record turnout, not just at the top of the ticket, but also in our Senate races, our state House races, our state Supreme Court races. I just want more people to vote, and more attention from candidates typically leads to that.
Let's talk a little bit about what happens if Michigan is still in play on Wednesday, on Thursday, and Friday. Can you sort of walk us through what the process will be like if the count goes beyond Tuesday night?
Well, the first priority needs to be understanding that it always takes longer to count ballots than election night. There are projections made by media companies, but those are never official results. That's one thing. Second is that we need to focus on getting the count right, not getting the count fast. And I think the voters of Michigan, who are voting in record numbers, they're voting because they believe that their votes will be counted accurately. And so if that takes a few days, it takes a few days. What I think people need to be to guard against is the fact that the president has made clear that he intends to lie and declare victory on Tuesday night before every vote is counted. And no one should do that. No one should trust him. It's just yet another example of what he's willing to do to lie to people for his own gain. And so I think that in Michigan, we will continue to send a message that we are going to get this process right and accurate, and that we will be patient. And I believe the voters of Michigan want us to get it right, and they will be patient too.
Detroit, which is your hometown, is always integral in Michigan's elections. It's certainly true this year as well. And Detroit has drawn the attention of Republican poll challengers. Are you concerned about that or the role that they may play in the count?
There has always been a history of regulated poll observation, and there's a process for it for people to apply, to identify themselves. So I have no problem with that process happening as it has been happening historically. I do have a problem with the President of the United States openly recruiting and encouraging people to come and intimidate voters. That is illegal. He is encouraging people to come and break the law. And I don't want to see that happen to Detroit voters or voters any place in the state of Michigan. But I also know that there will be people who will be standing up at the polling place to reject that voter intimidation. We will have, I know, people of faith and clergy leaders across Michigan will be in Detroit and other places, making sure that they are showing that voting is a sacred institution in our democracy and that it should be respected and protected. So I think that you'll see activity also at the polling places in Detroit, for example, where people should just be excited about voting. People are excited about the opportunity to cast their ballots and participate in their democracy. I think we're going to show up in higher numbers than we ever have before.
You're someone who's very well acquainted with the difficulties and the tension of a close election that hinges on the integrity of the voting process. You ran for city clerk in Detroit in 2017 because of a litany of past issues that you believed you could make some change on. And in that race against Janice Winfrey, the election was decided on 1,400 votes. Can you take us back to that night and what was going through your mind at that time?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I care about the integrity of the voting process a great deal. It's why I did. I got into public life to try to be an election administrator and make sure that Detroiters would have confidence in their ballots when they cast them. And I still believe that's critically important. And I'm glad that we have this partnership with the state to make sure that we have support for our poll workers, that we've had resources available to start these satellite voting centers in Detroit so that it's easier to vote. And that the training that's happened for those who will be managing those ballots, especially those absentee ballots, I think is going to make a big difference in terms of the efficacy of the process. So I'm looking forward to this process being, again, a new standard for how well it works and how much Detroiters can trust it. And so, that, you know, back in 2017, when I ran for that office, you know, it's grueling. It's part of the reason why I don't like close elections, so that we're not on pins and needles. And not concerned. And I think that is certainly in play because they're the people who we trust with power. I mean, people in Michigan see that they can trust Joe Biden, they can't trust Donald Trump.
Right. At that point, I mean, the process really did take its time. You asked for a recount and results ultimately came back in December after the election. And absentee votes really did make a difference in that point. You ultimately decided not to challenge the election results. What kinds of things do you think are important to consider in making a decision like that? What was key at that time in figuring out, you know, when diligence has been done?
I think what's important is transparency. And you know, I think starting back in September, we've seen transparency in terms of how the processes would be operating to manage the counting and processing of absentee ballots. The state legislature has given more tools to local election administrators like the Detroit City Clerk to be able to begin processing absentee ballots. And that pre-processing, the day before the election, will actually enable more accuracy in how they're counted because you're not rushing as much because you're not starting at 7 a.m. And so I think that will help the process work better. And once you trust that process, that's when you believe that, okay, look, this election, the results are what they've been counted to be, and it's time to move forward. And I think we'll be able to do that with this process because there are more tools available to the city clerk than there ever have been before.
Yeah, we do know that the city clerk is going to be running ballot counters in three shifts to try to avoid exhaustion issues, which, that's got to be an issue with the number of absentee votes coming in this year. Knowing what you know, what do you think might happen if the U.S. election system takes more than a week to deliver final results nationally this year?
I think we're going to have to be patient. You know, I don't know what's going to happen in other states. I don't know what day we're going to be finished counting in Michigan. But I believe that American democracy is resilient. I think we can survive waiting a few days to make sure we get this election right because the people are resilient. Look no further than how we've had to be resilient with this pandemic. We can stick to what we believe is important. And I think getting the results of the presidential election and every election on the ballot right, that's important enough to wait for. And important enough to work for. And so I think voters are going to do the work and then we're going to wait patiently and we're not going to listen to anyone who's going to try to prematurely lie about the results because we want to get the right results so we can choose the right path forward. So I think that it's going to be different. We're not used to that, but we've adjusted to a lot of things this year. So this will just be yet another one.
Everybody who we talk to who has an involvement in the voting process has reminded us that nothing happening this week hasn't happened before, you know, that the voting process it has a durability to it. That may be true, but it certainly seems at odds with the way people are feeling right now, people who may be out of work, who suffered tremendous loss this year, and have just seen the state and the country go through so many overt confrontations. What do you think about post-election that will help walk the state back from the edge that we're standing on right now?
This has been such a difficult year. And yeah, I mean, I've experienced this loss personally. People across the state have experienced a very deep losses due to COVID-19 or the economic impact or having their hours cut or their jobs or things like that. It's been really difficult. So we need to have some healing. I think people in Michigan are ready to take care of one another like we have been all year. People of Michigan have tried their best to be vigilant, tried their best to adjust to wearing masks and practicing physical distancing, have figured out how to vote in record numbers during a pandemic. Like, we can do what we put our minds to. And I think we're going to put our minds to how do we come together to get through this once in 100 year pandemic and all of the impacts that it's had on our lives. And I think that we are capable of that, more than capable of that, in Michigan. And so I am very hopeful about what the coming days will look like going forward for the people of our state as we figure out how to survive and then thrive.
So where are you headed out to today and tomorrow?
Today I'm headed to West Michigan. I'm headed to Muskegon and to Kalamazoo and to Grand Rapids. I am working to get out the vote all across the state. I want people to know if they can turn their ballots in today. But I've been all over the state. I've been in Traverse City. I've been in Oakland County. I've worked with our Detroit candidates, getting young voters out to vote, particularly Black men. And I've been in Midland. And like I said, I'm going to Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids and Muskegon today. It's important that people know that we need them to complete their ballots this year. One of the things that I was really disheartened by in 2016 is that tens of thousands of people in Michigan left at least one electoral choice unfilled. But they didn't vote for president, or they didn't vote for Congress, they didn't vote for judges, or something like that. I want people to complete their whole ballots, because I believe that Michiganders have the right to have their voices heard in every election opportunity. And so my message is also to fill out that whole ballot, include that nonpartisan section of the ballot. It's really important.
Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, hey, have a safe couple of days, and we wish you and your family the best this week. Take care.
Thank you. Same to you and everyone else. People, please wear your mask if you're going to go vote in person, and go to mi.gov/vote to finalize your plan to cast your ballot.